श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर थ्री टेक्स्ट नंबर टेन। पंचमः कपिलो नाम सिद्धेशः काल विप्लुतम् प्रोवाच आसुरये सांख्याम् सांख्याम् तत्वग्राम विनिर्णयम्। लेट अस लुक एट द वर्ड्स। पंचमः विच मीन्स द फिफ्थ, कपिलो नाम द फिफ्थ इनकार्नेशन हुज नेम वाज कपिल, सिद्धेशा, ईशा मीन्स कंट्रोलर और द बेस्ट, सिद्धशा, सिद्ध मीन्स दोज हु आर परफेक्ट, सिद्ध ईशा, सो हिज क्वालिटी वाज दैट ही वाज द बेस्ट अमंग द परफेक्टेड बीइंग्स। देन काल विप्लुतम, द नॉलेज ऑफ सांख्य विच बिकेम डिस्ट्रॉयड और कवर्ड बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ टाइम, as Lord Krishna speaks to to Arjuna also, that by the process, by the influence of time, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it is has been destroyed, so that's why he is giving the knowledge again to Arjuna. Similarly, the knowledge of Sankhya was destroyed by the effect of time, and that's why Kapil Muni again spoke. To whom he spoke? Provacha Asuraye Sankhyanam. He spoke to the name Brahmana named, Provacha means spoke. He spoke to the Brahmana named Asuri, and the knowledge what was spoken was Sankhyam. Sankhya means counting the material elements one by one and trying to understand what is the source of this universe, and then the goal is to surrender to that Supreme Person. Tattva Grama Vindirnayam. Gram means like we have a village, so there are so many people who are staying together in a village. Tattva Grama means that the whole complete unit of tattvas, the whole unit of tattvas or truths above of Sankhya were explained by Srila Kapil Dev to Asuri Brahmana. Asuri doesn't mean demon, his name was just Asuri. Vinirnayam means conclusively explained to him. Translation: the fifth incarnation named Lord Kapila is foremost among perfected beings. He gave an exposition of the creative elements and metaphysics to Asuri Brahmana, for in course of time this knowledge had been lost. Purport: the sum total of the creative elements is 24 in all. This refers to counting the elements earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, then the tanmatras, that means form, taste, touch, smell. Like that. So when we count like this, then we understand what are the elements of this creation, and then this is how Sankhya is dealing the matter. A Sankhya philosophy, the aim is to find out the root of this universe. Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita, what is the root of this universe, what is the source of the universe, is the goal of Sankhya, and then that leads to surrendering to that goal. Surrendering to that root of this universe, which is also the goal of bhakti. Sankhya yoga pratak bala pravadanti na vipaschitah. Those who are intelligent, they don't see the difference between Sankhya and yoga. So that means in bhakti, we understand the Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead and we serve Him. And in Sankhya, they try to search out for the Supreme and then they surrender to Him. So the goal of both the yogas is same. So like this, the Sankhya system is there, which has also been explained to Mother Devahuti by Kapil Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam. Each and every one of them is explicitly explained in the system of Sankhya philosophy. That means each and every individual element has been explained clearly in the Sankhya system. Sankhya philosophy is generally called metaphysics by the European scholars. That's clear. The etymological meaning of Sankhya is that which explains very lucidly by analysis of the material elements. Etymological, it means what is the root, what is the meaning of the root of this word Sankhya. Sankhya means to count. Sankhya is what is the number. So in this it is counted. Okay, earth number one, water number two, air, ether, acid, like that. So they count, and in this way they see what are the material elements and they try to find out what is the source of it. This was done for the first time by Lord Kapila, who is said herein to be the fifth in the line of incarnations. So this is very simple and clear.